Love the recording started. Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Turn my ring. You are my heart, and I am the way. Turn on you, it's
Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We ask that you look upon us today and everything that is contrary to your will. We ask that you cast it out. Help us, O Lord, to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. I pray that you will have your way today on this broadcast. Let your word go out and let it reach a soul, so much so that somebody will repent of their sins and give their life to you. We pray that you touch, Lord Jesus, that somebody might be healed and somebody might get forgiveness of their sins. Help today, Lord. We know you're able. Somebody is crying out for deliverance. Somebody want to be saved today. I pray that you meet us here today, Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. And the blood of Jesus cover us. Wash away sins today. Blot out of transgressions. Help us to go through. We're seeking to please you and to do your will, not our will. Let our will perish today. Help us, O Lord, to be led of thy spirit. Help us, O Lord. We want to be pleasing in thy sight. Teach us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. Heavenly Father, we are dependent on you today to take us through every test and every trial, that you will keep us in this trying time. Help us to stand upon the word of God. Help us to stand fast, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to take us through. You're holding us in the hollow of your hand. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Help us to execute your will and do what you told us to do. Help us, Jesus, to draw nigh unto thee. Help us to consecrate our lives unto you the more. Help us to get a closer walk with you. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able today. We're dependent on you today. And we pray that you look on every soul, everyone that is listed on all of the prayer lists, and everyone that has a special prayer request. We pray that you will grant it according to your will. Let your will be done. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let somebody give their life to you that they might be saved. Saved today, O Lord. Convert, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We welcome you to the Prayer Work Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, and also Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise God. Thank the Lord for you tuning in on this afternoon. We are currently at the center, the Senior Forest Park Senior Center, where we usually have services. And we are here welcoming you. If you're in the area, come on over and join us in worshiping the Lord right now. Hallelujah. If you're far away, you can just tune on in. And we're here to give the Lord praise and worship in the building. Amen. A little different environment where we can stretch out and lift our hands in praise to the Lord and go forth in the dance, feeling the presence of God. Praise the Lord. So we welcome you and we invite you to come on and worship the Lord with us. Amen. So right now the service is in progress, and we invite you to just listen in and be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus, I surrender all. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And at this time, I'm going to read our opening scripture, and I'm going to read from the 71st number of Psalm. Excuse me, my eyes fell on the 70th number of Psalm, so I'll read there. The 70th number of Psalm and the first verse that I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 70th number of Psalm in the first verse. And it reads, "Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O God, make no tarrying." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 70th number of Psalms, the first throughout the fifth verses, throughout its entirety. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture coming through Evangelist Khadijah. Amen. You know, I just feel like having a good time in the Lord. So we're just going to go ahead right now and just give God some praise. And you can join in with us wherever you are right now. Hallelujah, because God is everywhere. So whatever way you praise God, go ahead and give God the praise that's due to his name, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So I just want to get my praise out. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because God has been good to me. And I believe he's also been good to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and praise him right now. So I said, don't wait till the battle is over, but shout now. So with our voices together, let us lift our voices in praise and give God the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When the praises of God go in us, when the praises of God go in us, when the praises of God go in us, and the blessing comes down. And the blessing comes down.
Glory to your name. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's done great and mighty things. And there is nothing too hard for God. Oh, glory be to God. I tell you, my soul is rejoicing and giving God praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Moving on in the service, we thank God for this portion of the service thus far. And I just want to ask Vanda Khadija if she would like to sing a song or any song that might be on her heart.
There was a song that was on my heart earlier coming in, but it's real fast. It's slow, but real quick. I won't sing a lot of it. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs he'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord.
God for that selection coming through Evangelist Khadija.
And that song really touched my heart. It's just an invitation to reach out and touch the Lord. And you know, that reminds me, glory to God, that, hallelujah, when I think back on someone who needed a touch, they reached out and they touched the Lord.
Yes.
There was a woman,
yes,
with an issue of blood.
Yes. Amen.
She touched the Lord and he reached back.
Yes, he did.
And he touched her.
Amen.
She had a condition for a long time.
Yes.
And she didn't get better when she went to doctors, but instead she got worse.
Amen.
But when she heard about Jesus, oh, glory to God, when she heard about Jesus, she put all her faith and trust in him without even meeting him. She hadn't even met him yet. But she had determined in herself that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And she believed that, and she moved by faith, regardless of the circumstances and regardless of how she was already considered unclean and not allowed to be out in the public, mingling with the public. She risked everything because of her faith. And she reached out. Hallelujah. And she touched Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She got close enough that she could touch his clothes. And in that moment, that's when Jesus felt the virtue go out of his body. And the woman, she felt in herself right then and there in the very moment that she had touched and made the connection with Jesus. She felt the fountain of her blood touch. It was over. It was healed. Glory be to God. She was made whole just by touching Jesus with her faith. Oh, glory be to God. He reached back and he touched this woman. He healed her and made her whole. And he began to encourage her, telling her daughter, be of good cheer. You don't have anything to fear. You don't have anything to be afraid of, but be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. It was the faith you had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Without even seeing Jesus, she believed that he was the one that was going to heal her. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, that is enough. Somebody's faith to reach out and touch the Lord. Maybe you've been dealing with some things, going through some troubles. Praise the Lord, the enemy been fighting against you, or whatever the case may be. All you have to do today is reach out with your faith and touch the Lord, and he will surely lay his hand upon you. Glory to God. I don't mind if he lays his hand on me. I want him to touch me. I need that touch. Hallelujah. We all need a touch from the Lord. But we have to draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to us. The woman drew nigh to Jesus, and he drew nigh to her. There was a crowd of people around, everywhere. Hallelujah. And she pressed her way and made her way to Jesus. It wasn't easy, but she made her way. And when she got close enough, stretched out her hand, touched his garment, the hem of it, just enough, just to make that connection. And in that moment, the virtue of Jesus, the healing virtue, went out of his body. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, thank you. Glory be to God. Can you imagine receiving a virtue straight out of Jesus and into you? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
whatever is going on in your life, in your spiritual life, mental, physical, everything is made whole. Just one touch. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So from that day forward, this was a changed woman. She went away a changed woman. She didn't go back the same way she came. But when she stepped foot out of her house, when she made up her mind that she was going to be healed, she went back home a different way than she came out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, God got the same power. God hasn't lost any power. God is still working miracles, and he's still healing the sick. Praise the Lord. And this is something we talk about often, but if you really look deep into it, just hearing about Jesus, it helped her faith. Hearing the miracles that he had wrought, hearing how he raised the dead, how he went through and he did so many miracles. He opened the eyes of the blind. He unstopped the deaf ears. Amen. And he even raised the dead. And when she heard all of this about Jesus, it increased her faith. You know, you don't have to see to believe like Doubting Thomas did. He just refused to believe unless he saw with his own eyes. But hearing should be enough. Amen. Praise God. Once you hear what Jesus can do, that ought to increase your faith. That ought to encourage you. Well, let me go to Jesus. Let me approach Jesus. Let me reach out. Hallelujah. And he will surely touch you back. Amen. I just thank God. Praise the Lord. That wasn't the message I had prepared today, but that's the message for today. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. And the thing about Jesus, he's not too busy. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's not too busy to hear your cry. So just cry out to him and call out to him. He's not too busy. But he'll take the time out like he did with that woman who had the issue of blood. He wasn't too busy. So he was surrounded by a multitude of people. Time out just for her. He's not too busy, praise the Lord, but he will hear your cry. Oh, glory to God. And we should now prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe you have something that you've been dealing with and you need to tell God about it. You need the Lord to deliver because no one else can help you. You can't even help yourself. It's going to take the power of Almighty God. The woman, she tried to go to different ones to help her. She went to doctors, this doctor, that doctor. She didn't get any better. She just couldn't find any help. But the only one who could help her was Jesus. Hallelujah. And in situations that we have, sometimes the only thing we can do is just go to the Lord because he's the only one with the power. He's the only one who's able to deliver. He's the only one able to heal us and to make us whole. He's the only one able to fix it. Thank you, Jesus. So let's trust in the Lord today. Put all our trust in him and look to him, and he will work it out. He will intervene. Hallelujah. He will come down and see about us. He'll stop by. Glory be to God. Make his presence known. He'll let the enemy know that he can't touch us because God has a defense all around us. He has a protection all around us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank God for his saving power. Praise the Lord. Some people, the enemy has deceived them. into thinking that they can't be saved. Satan is a liar, but you can touch Jesus. Just reach out and touch Jesus, and he will touch you. He will fill your soul with the Holy Ghost. He will use you. He will clean you up. He'll work on you. He'll use you to be a blessing to others, to lead others to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's a mighty God, a mighty, mighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for his touch today. I just thank the Lord for prayer. I'm telling you now, prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer really works. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's go to God in prayer, and let's believe God together. Put our minds on him right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With our minds on the Lord, bring all your petitions. Bring all of your requests, anything you have. Bring it now, and let us go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you with a humble heart, Lord, asking for mercy, for grace. We ask, God, that you'll search our hearts. Be merciful unto us, Lord, and forgive us for our shortcomings, our sins, our faults, our flaws, oh God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus and forgive us, Lord. Blot out transgression. Wash away iniquity in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that you will visit us, Lord, and lay your hand on us. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and make whole, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, a special prayer today for all of those who are on the prayer list, those names that we know, the ones we don't know. We're praying for them right now, asking you to intervene. Lord God, please work it out right now. Fix it for them, Lord. Bless them today according to the need. In the name of Jesus. For you know, Lord, all things, oh God. You know what is best, my God. And we're looking to you. We're depending on you. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, oh God, and take us through. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Look on dying souls everywhere, all around the world. Lord God, give them a chance to repent and be saved. Give them a chance, Lord, to call on your name. Have mercy upon their souls. Touch their minds, touch their hearts. We know you're able. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. Lord, you can reach all of them where they are, my God, even in the prison, in the jail cell, wherever they may be. Save, Lord, to the uttermost, my God. Deliver right now in the name of Jesus. We believe you, oh God. And we're taking you at your word. Oh, my God, remember all of those. Please, Lord Jesus, let your holy will be done, oh, God. We're waiting on you down here, oh, God, calling on your name. We can't make it without you. Help us today, Lord. Lord, lead us and guide us. Direct us in the way we should go. Please, Lord, remember our leaders, oh God, everywhere, Lord God. Touch their minds and their hearts. Strengthen and encourage them. Help them to lead your people. Only you can do it, Lord. Bless the congregation in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing come. Destroy the yoke of bondage. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We praise your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we magnify you. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, 551-241-6677 to be live on the broadcast. You are welcome to call in and have remarks. God bless. At this time, we want to hear from our evangelist. God bless. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for that powerful message coming to evangelist something. And I tell you, that was a timely message. God has the power to heal and deliver. That woman with the issue of blood, the Lord healed her. She reached out. She got in the press. And she touched the hem of his garment. And she was made whole instantly. She didn't have to wait another day, another month, week. She was healed instantly.
Amen.
I thank God. Virtue went out of Jesus. Glory to God. And that woman felt that virtue. I thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. That goes to show you what God can do. Nothing is too hard for God. God can do it. Praise God. I thank God because he healed my body.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank you.
That situation I was going through for years. But my God has touched and he
thank
has
you, Lord.
Delivered. God is good.
He's
good.
the medicine's gone. All that bottles of medicine that I had for that, I put it all in one bottle, ready to throw it in the trash. Glory, praise God. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing. Yes, and those doctors were so confounded when they checked the blood sugar that they wanted to know, did I eat? I hadn't ate my food.
Thank you, Jake.
My food. And they checked my blood sugar, and it was 88. I tell you, I was thankful for what God has done.
Amen.
And I'm looking for him to do more.
Yeah.
I need him to do something else for me. And I'm believing him that he will do it. I'm not giving up on my God, because I know my God can do it. Praise God. So I just thank the Lord for what he's done. Thank God for that word, the message that came to Evangelist Amin. She preached under the anointing. She prayed under the anointing. And I tell you, I believe they had a good time in there, because I can hear it. Praise the Lord. The Lord is moving by his spirit, and he's still working, and he's still doing miracles. So there's no need to doubt God. Just trust him and believe that he'll do just what he said he would do. I encourage you, Vanna Kameen, continue letting the Lord have his way. Continue preaching the word of God, and let God have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God, for the prayer. Amen. I thank God for that testimony of victory coming through Evangelist Nathan. I just begin to give God the glory, because that was a miracle. And the Bible encourages us to rejoice with them that we rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. God worked a miracle.
Yes.
He's still healing. He's still saving. He's still working miracles. And so I thank God for it.
Yes, he is.
Because I know he's able. I know he's a healer. And I thank God even for, that message that I'm even going to preach about reaching out and touching the Lord. And the thing I love about God, if you reach out and touch him, he will touch you back. He's not an idol God. Doesn't just have eyes but can't see, ears and can't hear, but he can do something about it. When you go to him, you're not just beating the air, but he's sitting up high and he's looking down low. And not only that, but he'll come down to deliver his people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He doesn't have to. He can just sit up there in heaven, but he comes down to deliver. He does something. He reaches back out and touches us back. And I'm so grateful for it. I thank God for the message. Thank God for this service. Thank God I hear my baby brother on the line. And I tell you just again, thank God for the miracle. Every time I hear my baby brother say, thank you, Jesus, for me, that just does something for me. Because some of you all don't know, but I live with him, and it was hard. And so when I hear him thanking Jesus, it just does something. So I know God is a miracle worker. I know he can change a man's heart and change a man's mind. That's the kind of God he serves. And we don't have to worry about fighting our own battles. Whatever it is, God can fix it. He can reach places that we can't reach. And I'm grateful for it.
Amen.
Amen. Dennis, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Any other clergy on? Amen. We thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks, and I thank God for that glorious testimony. And, it's a testimony of miracles and victory that God has given to Evangelist Nate. I tell you, we're in here rejoicing, Evangelist Nate. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
God along with you. God, whatever God said he could do, he's doing it. Amen. And I'm
Amen.
Glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for your son.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Your son, you want to say something?
I just want to say thank you, Jesus. That's all I got to say.
Yes.
Thank
God
for the anointing. I didn't hear the message, but when you accepted the call, I felt the anointing in that prayer.
Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to glorify God with y'all.
Thank
the Lord. I thank God for his word. I thank God for everything he's done. Thank God for the testimony that I did hear. That just gives me hope, knowing that God, he still has the power to do all things. You know, I don't have much. Just glad to be on the line with you guys. Just praying for y'all. And pray for my strength in the Lord.
Yes. Thank God for him, and just want to say to you, son, be encouraged. Thank God.
Amen.
Work it out. But we do thank God.
Amen.
For all things that have been said and done, and I tell you, I've had a great time here in the Lord, and I tell you, God, it's a joint thing. It's a fun thing. Praise God, and I tell you, well, we invite to join us for our first session district meeting coming up next weekend. Amen. As a matter of fact, this weekend, on Friday, January the 26th, Friday morning, we start our first session district meeting of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. And Holy Temple, it's on behalf of Holy Temple. So we invite you to come on and join us at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Is where Christian Temple is located. We'll be there for the weekend if it's the Lord's will. I think we got a text, but I don't know the order of service, but I believe that it's Friday morning at 10 a.m.
I believe that was for the Sunday gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. But unless I hear something different, the service will begin Friday morning at 10 a.m. and the night service at 7 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m., Saturday night, 7 p.m., Lord's will, and then Sunday, 10 a.m. through 11 o'clock morning worship service, 7 o'clock evening worship service. Praise God. I'm looking to have a good time in the Lord. I don't know what anybody else is going for, but I know what I'm going for. Thank you. I'm going to get my blessings from the Lord. So we ask for your prayers. Please continue to keep all of those who are on the prayer list in your prayers. And if there isn't anything else at this time, anyone have
the funeral services?
Okay, yes. Yes, Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, homegoing service. It's scheduled to be on January 27th. That will be during the district meeting, even while we're there. And I believe that I don't have all the details, but it's going to be held at the church there in, let me see if I can get Evangelist
Berlin.
Can't say it by heart, but I know their church. What is it? Vanessa Mabel, do you happen to? I think I have it.
No.
So please do pray for the family. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have. Oh, okay, good.
Have it, amen. Sorry about that. Yes, so the Saturday, and I believe the viewing is at the 11 o'clock a.m., and it's to be held at Master of Our Savior Church, 77 Hilliard Road in Gippsboro, New Jersey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us pray for the family, Ingram, Sewell family. And for all of those who are dealing with the bereavement. And at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We invite you to tune in on Friday. Lord's will, I'll have the broadcast streaming live at the district meeting. So tune in and be blessed. Until then, may the Lord bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. May heaven smile. And good night. Recording happened.
right, son. I'm still on. You still there? Muhammad hung up? Get back into the meeting. Thank you.